We just heard from Borzu Dereghahi of the LA Times reporting live from Tripoli about the sort of stalemate going on in Libya as the rebels can't gain ground and Gaddafi clings to power. Who's caught in the middle of that is the Libyan civilians. We have this report from Wira Davis of our partner, the BBC, who spoke to us from Ajdabiya.
I'm now walking around the blackened ruin of a former Gaddafi tank. It's been completely blown to smithereens by an Allied 500-pound bomb. Nobody could have survived this attack. And this is a pretty clear indication of the effectiveness of those early attacks by French and British planes at the start of this campaign. But of course, those attacks haven't continued with the same intensity, with the same ferocity. And that has allowed Gaddafi's armies to regroup and to force their way back into areas of eastern Libya, of course, the opposition stronghold. And that's why now the rebel leaders are urging NATO to resume the intensity of those early bombing campaigns to protect the civilian population. Osama al-Abadi is a former major in Gaddafi's infantry who has defected to the opposition.
If the NATO is not helping us to help the people who are under siege, we have families under siege in Brega, in Misrata, and in Tripoli itself, and therefore they are not able to get their freedom. If we can't reach them to provide them with the freedom, this is the fact that the NATO is basically done nothing. He divided Libya.
But don't you see that for NATO the problem is They can attack Gaddafi's tanks and troops when he's about to enter a city like Benghazi or when he was trying to enter Ajdabiya. But many people say it is beyond their responsibility to attack Gaddafi's defensive positions, his mortar positions, his rocket positions elsewhere in the country. And you want NATO to attack these positions, I understand.
As for the war between two armies here, our army and Gaddafi's army, this is a Libyan issue, you are absolutely right. But what we are looking for is basically they shoot the defenses around these towns who's under siege. These towns that is under siege, when they lose these surround defenses, we can take over, we can win against the army on land. The main problem is the heavy artillery and weapons they use around these towns. Therefore, we are not able to reach it. But army to army, we definitely will win.
Heavy fighting has continued in recent days around this very fluid front line between the towns of Ajdabiya and Brega, forcing the rebel army into retreat. Mortar and artillery fire from government positions yesterday landed in front and to the side of our car as we fled the area. Among the vehicles charging away from the fighting, there are several cars packed with families, civilians escaping the constant bombardment of Brega and the fear of being persecuted by Gaddafi's approaching militia.
We fled from Brega for safety. My whole family was very afraid. Last night we heard many shells and many guns firing. We are very afraid. There are still families with young children trapped in Brega who wants to escape, but Gaddafi is stopping them from leaving.
One of the civilians trying to escape, that's Wira Davis with the BBC in Ajdabiya, Libya.